listener production.
Anthony Albanese makes his debut on the world stage and posts about abortion and Adolf Hitler get an MP expelled. It's Tuesday, May 24. I'm Isabel Everett and this is your afternoon news briefing. Anthony Albanese has gotten straight down to business after touching down in Tokyo, the Quad meeting now underway with leaders from India, Japan and the US. Our new PM says his new government is committed to the Quad and its beliefs, also confirming Australia will host the next summit in 2023.
We have had a change of government in Australia, but Australia's commitment to the Quad has not changed and will not change. We will continue to stand with you, our like-minded friends, and collectively we will continue to stand up for each other.
While US President Joe Biden has thanked our new PM for being there after stepping straight off the campaign trail.
You got on a plane, you were sworn in, got in a plane, and if you fall asleep while you're here, it's okay, because I don't know how you're doing it, but it's really quite extraordinary.
He's also reaffirmed his commitment to defending Taiwan if China was to invade after Beijing congratulated our new PM on his election win. It was the country's first contact with Australia in 2.5 years. Joe Biden says his stance on the issue hasn't changed.
Our policy has not changed at all. I stated that when I made my statement yesterday.
To other news, and New South Wales is considering following in Queensland's footsteps, making flu jabs free this winter. They're already available at pharmacies in the Sunshine State. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says an announcement will be made in the coming days.
What Queensland has announced is that they're going to do it short and sharp for a month through to June, and we're looking at something similar. But we're doing that in the context of we still have a pandemic. You have to weigh up what amount of taxpayers' dollars you put into each health issue.
Over 10,500 influenza cases have been reported across the country so far this year. A Liberal MP in Victoria has been expelled from the party over some controversial posts about abortion. Bernie Finn said he was praying for abortion to be banned in Australia, also comparing Vic's Premier Dan Andrews to Adolf Hitler. He'll now be forced to sit on the crossbench. Supermodel Kate Moss is expected to take to the stand as part of the defamation trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. The model dated the actor in the 90s and will reportedly be called as a witness for Depp's legal team. And it doesn't get much more Aussie than this. Vegemite-flavoured baked beans are hitting supermarket shelves. SPC has come up with the creation, which apparently oozes the bold, fair dinkum flavour of Australia.
Listener.